on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland and her guest Billy Brim as they conclude this week's teaching. Learn how to activate the power of God to change any situation you face. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We have our good friend Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we're talking about some heavy stuff.
Yes,
glory to God. Jesus is coming. We're going, and Jesus is coming.
Mm-hmm. And things are changing.
And things are changing even right
now. Even right now. You want to be in on it. And we've been talking. You must go back. If you haven't been with us, you must go back and listen to the archives. Watch the archives for the week before
That's
this
right.
and then yesterday and all this week.
Vital information.
And you're going to find out that the Lord sent me to Brother Oral Roberts in 2007 with a word to his house. And I knew he was trying to go home, but I didn't think about it. The Lord just gave me this word. He said, tell Oral Roberts, some men can choose the date of their departure from earth to heaven. Others cannot. Two who cannot are Billy Graham. Only he mentioned Oral first. Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. And the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God, for at their departures, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. And so I have told to you what I believe that God has revealed to me that major shift was. And I have read to you Brother Robert's letter where he said he received that word that at his homegoing, at his death, something extraordinary would happen. So I believe in seeking God that the Lord has shown me that the shift is the shift in the double kingdom system that Satan called the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air, that he had set up around the earth, the whole world lieth in darkness, and that because of Oral Roberts' life as an overcomer, there's something about overcomers in the book of Revelation. It says, he that overcomes will do this. He that overcomes will do this. When you have overcome Satan on the earth, and my son Chip was with me going out to Oral Roberts' house when we went there in 2007, and then he worked at Oral Roberts University for a while, and he said, Mother, I think that other than martyrs, like in countries in China and places like that, he said, I think that a modern-day Christian who has overcome more persecution, who has been persecuted more than anyone else, it's probably Oral Roberts.
I agree.
I think that is the truth.
Yes.
So his having overcome Satan, then I told you that my friend who had been to heaven saw that when Jesus came for him in his chariot and they went through that double kingdom system, it punched a hole in it. And the Lord was able to, because of a man on the earth who had the authority, came through. And he was able to establish then a portal through which he will pour great power in the ensuing days. Now the shift in the heavenlies, you looked in Noah Webster's dictionary, and Noah Webster said that he was inspired by God to give his definitions.
So, this is in the 1928 Noah Webster's. 1828.
Yeah.
Shift, to change, to alter, as in shift scenes.
Now, have the scenes been shifted?
Uh-huh.
They're shifting right now,
That's
I'm telling
right.
you.
To transfer from one place to another or one position to another, to transfer.
That's good.
Where a church is going to be transferred
yeah,
here
Yeah, we're going to take
long.
Over those positions, too.
To put out of the way by some. To put out of the way.
Put out of the
Expedient
way.
Expedient as, quote, I shifted him away. Shifted him away
yeah.
to be put out
They're
of the way.
They're being shifted. They're being shaken. The Bible says they will be.
To change clothes or dress in fresh clothes. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
we're caught up out of here. Glory to God. To shift, to change, to shift about, to turn quite round to a contrary side or an opposite side, a turning,
it's
a
turning.
Changing.
There's a turning. There's a shifting.
To put away or disengage or discumber oneself as of a burden or an inconvenience, to put away, a change, a turning from one thing to another, hence an expedient tried in difficulty. One thing, I can't read my writing here, one thing when another fails, one thing works when another fails or
yeah.
takes the
See,
place
See, that whole
of.
Double kingdom system's failing.
Yes, that's
And it's
right.
being shaken. And then we, the church, the body of Christ, the government's on our shoulders, we'll rule in their place. It'll
be
shifted.
And there's coming a change, you know. We're going to rule and reign. We're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
Now, the regular dictionary, I'll just read you a few of these. To move or, this is an old 20th century dictionary in 1940s, to move or transfer, to put another or others in place of.
See? Shift. A major shift in the heavenlies.
To replace by another of the kind.
Let's go by that again.
Okay.
The Lord said to me, there's going to be a major shift in the heavenlies. Now, we've come to see, I believe, that that's a shaking of that double kingdom system. So read that again.
To put another or others in place of, to move or transfer.
We're going to be put in the place of them.
To replace by another of the kind. To change gears from one arrangement to another.
Oh, yes.
To alter the character of, to put out of the way, to distribute, I don't know what that word is there. It looks like a portion, to distribute, to a proportion, I guess. To move a vessel from one place to another.
We're the vessels. We're going there.
We're going out of here.
We're
not
very long
from now.
And we're going to rule in the place of those double kingdoms.
To delay, to defer, delay, to get rid of.
They're getting rid of them.
To shift the scene. Glory to God. I like that one. To make a change in scenery.
Yes.
From curse to blessing, glory to God. From poverty to blessing, from sickness to health, hallelujah. To change the setting, to change position, direction, form, character. To change from one gear to another. Moving up.
Yes, moving up
to the next step. To change one's clothing.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Get that heavenly garment. To turn around and proceed in an opposite direction. Synonym is to change, alter, transfer, displace, remove, reverse.
Hallelujah.
The act of shifting from one person, place, position to another.
That's happening. That's
a change, transfer, substitution, a change in direction, clothing. Shiftable. I thought this was important. Shiftable means capable of being changed or shifted. Now, you know, there comes a time when the church has to listen and do and change and obey, or else they suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
The world has to listen. They have to change. They have to hear. They have to obey. Mm-hmm. Or they're on the wrong side. Mm-hmm. So that's now is Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
He's coming soon. Now we're moving in.
Things are moving.
That's right.
And what better word?
Things are being changed.
I didn't think about God, when He gives a word, it's a wonderful word.
I know. Who would have thought?
He said there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. And to tell you the real truth, I had not gone deeply into the meaning of that shift. I saw that it's a shift in that double kingdom system. But when she read me those, I thought, oh my goodness.
That's exactly
what a perfect word God used. There'll be a major shift in the heavenlies. Now, when I heard that Brother Roberts had gone on, and I heard early in the morning of the 15th of December, or early right after he had left, I got my letter, you know, where he said, and God
Your
had spoken.
Your personal letter.
Yeah, my personal letter from him, and where he had said that something extraordinary would happen at his going. And I sat down to read this, and I asked God, what is the shift? You gave me a word to give him. Reveal it. What is it? We want to be ready for it. We have to be ready. We require that we are. And the Lord said the most amazing thing to me. I didn't expect him to say it. And he said these words right here. I know the voice of God and the word when it comes from the voice of God. The voice of God said, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others often simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. Now I heard those words. And then my thoughts came. They see, they know it's there, the power of God. They even preach about it. But they don't reach it and they don't tap it.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. And then he gave me, in the ensuing days, he gave me a biblical example of it. If it's not from the Bible, you know, things have to be supported. And so in Mark chapter 5, he just simply said to me, the woman with the issue of blood. And you know that Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house because Jairus' daughter was near to death. And suddenly there was this woman, there was a multitude of people around him. And there was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She'd spent all of her money and she'd gone to many physicians. She grew worse. Now, verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the Greek there says he kept saying, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said, do you see the multitude thronging you and you say, who touched me? And he looked around about her. He looked, and that's in a continuous action there. He looked and looked around about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. So the Lord said to me, there's a biblical example. She tapped the power. Jesus was anointed with that power. She tapped it. The others lapped it. There was a multitude. They were all jostling in him.
She appropriated it.
She touched him with a touch of faith.
That's right.
Faith activates that power. And she, now what is that power? King James says virtue. And so I looked up that when God started talking to me about Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. I wanted to know about that word, and I found from my my Bible, my companion Bible, in Appendix 172 and 176, there are six words translated power in the New Testament. One of them we looked at yesterday, exousia, authority, which is delegated power. But this word that's translated virtue is the Greek word dunamis. And dunamis is inherent power, the power of reproducing itself, from which we have the English word dynamics or dynamo. In the singular, it's used in the abstract. In the plural, it's often translated mighty works or manifestations of power. The dunamis. The dunamis power is the power like not just one stick of dynamite, from which we get that word, but it's one stick goes off, and then there's another, and another, and another, another, and we have dynamics, and we have dynamos that goes. And it was the dunamis that she tapped,
that's right,
and it came into her, and he felt it, and she felt it. Now, when we went out to Oral Roberts that day, and
what are you looking for?
I'm looking for my letter that Oral Roberts wrote me. Here it is, right here. Chip, my son, was going to go to work for Oral Roberts that year. Now, we had been out there, and you were having a meeting out there, and an old football injury came back on Chip. He was carried off the field with this football injury when he was a senior in high school, taken to the hospital, told that when he was 30 years old, he'd have to walk with a cane. His daddy said in the hospital, don't say that to him. Son, don't receive that, you know.
Good for him.
Yeah, praise the Lord. But and he had gotten his healing from it. But then it tried to come back on him. And Dr. Weider was out there, and he had actually treated Chip so that Chip could walk to go to Oral Roberts that day. And I said to Oral Roberts, would you please pray for Chip? And he did. He laid hands on him. And let's say, Gloria, that this is Chip standing here. Mm-hmm. Oral Roberts took his hand, you know, the healing power, God would work through that hand. And he started at Chip's upper left shoulder, and he moved across his back, and he said, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here. And he got down right over that hip area, and he said, there it is. He laid his hands on it, and he said, Chip,
wow,
did you feel that? Chip said, it was like lightning and fire went through
me. Glory to God.
Lightning.
Hallelujah.
He said, I have been hit hard. I played sports. I've taken some blows. But he said the other day, we did this on radio, he said, I have never taken a blow like that lightning power of God that went into me.
Glory to God.
And fire. And it healed him. And he's been healed from that day to this and never come back. Came back.
My Jesus.
Now, Brother Robert said to Chip, did you feel that? Chip said, my goodness, you know, did I feel it? Brother Roberts wrote in this letter, and I want you to look at how he wrote it. I felt God's healing power touch his back. All capitals, T-O-U-C-H, yeah. Underlined.
Yeah, so I see it.
Then the Lord said to me, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as
without
if.
Without receiving it,
yeah,
taking it.
Without tapping that dunamis power of God. Mm-hmm. Now, so the power. I've seen that there's a shift in the heavenlies. And I've seen that God wants to pour forth His power. God told us to pray for an awakening. He said one thing will save America, and it is not the election. That was before the elections. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. Now the Lord's talking to me about what will wake up this world. They're going to have to see some power.
That's right.
They're going to have to see some dunamis power of God. They're going to have to see that kind that goes... And so then I have my question. Is this available to all of us? Or is it just for a few anointed people? Is it just for Oral Roberts? Is it just for Kenneth Hagin? Is it just for Jesus? And I started looking in my Bible, started looking for the words for power. Oh, was I ever blessed to find this one. When Jesus went up on the last day, you know, he went up off the Mount of Olives and he gathered all the people around him. He said, don't leave town without the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He said, now you don't leave
power.
Jerusalem. And then look what he said. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yes.
And you shall be witnesses unto me. What word do you think this is? You think it's authority? No, you got authority when you got born again. This is dunamis. You shall receive dunamis when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The dunamis power of God. When you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, God wants us operating in dunamis. Then I thought of this book, which we're making our offer this week. It's the John G. Lake book. In here it has on page 139, the Portland Vision. Shelley and I went to his house in Portland, Oregon. That's where that is the last place he lived. He had seen the dunamis power of God. It's in this book. He had seen it in South Africa. He had seen it in Washington.
He sure did.
He had seen it in Portland, but he had also seen it wane, and he was praying about it. And he walked in the middle of the night from his house over to Mount Tabor Park. And Shelley and I did that walk. We went in that house where he lived. We walked over to Mount Tabor Park. And there in Mount Tabor, he saw a light coming. He thought it was a night watchman, but it was an angel. And the angel presence came to him. And the angel, he had praying, where happened to the power? What did the power, where did the power of the Pentecostal movement go?
Yeah.
And so that angel took him several places over the earth. And then the angel said, I came to answer your prayers. And he said, human selfishness and human pride have consumed and dissipated the very glory and heavenly power that God once gave from heaven to this movement as you have beheld tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Then he said, the angel took a step or two of away, and in a sort of despair, my heart cried, angel, these are struggling for want of an ideal. He had shown him some people on earth. What constitutes real Pentecost? What ideal should be held before the minds of men as the will of God exhibited through a movement like this? During all this time, I had carried my Bible in my hand. Reaching for the Bible, the angel opened it to the book of Acts, ran his finger down over the second page, the portion where the Holy Spirit of God came down from heaven. Proceeding through the book of Acts to its great outstanding revelations and phenomena, he said, this is Pentecost as God gave it through the heart of Jesus. Strive for this. Contend for this. Teach the people to pray for this. Teach the people to pray for this. For this and this alone will meet the necessity of the human heart. And this alone will have the power to overcome the forces of darkness. When the angel was departing, he said, pray, pray, pray. Teach the people to pray. Prayer and prayer alone, much prayer, persistent prayer, is the door of entrance into the heart of God. We are told in Ephesians
to
pray.
Keep that place. I want you to pray that in a minute.
He told the people to pray for an understanding in the first book of Ephesians. Give us the spirit of revelation on the dunamis. On the dunamis.
On the power.
You're to pray about it. That dunamis. Sister Woodworth Etter, she was just a little woman. This is in the book Signs of Wonders. She was just a little woman. She had never seen women preachers. And God kept dealing with her to go, giving her visions of heaven and showing her the lost going to hell. And so she agreed to go. But this is her condition with God. I asked God to give me the power He gave the Galilean fisherman to anoint me for service. I became like a child asking for bread. I looked for it. God did not disappoint me. The power of the Holy Spirit came down as a cloud, brighter than the noonday sun. It seemed that heaven came down. I was baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire and power, which has never left me. Praise the Lord. There was liquid fire. The angels were all around in fire and glory. It is through the Lord Jesus that by this power I have stood before hundreds of thousands of men and women proclaiming the unsearchable riches of God. She would go to a place that would be so hard. She would get four or five people and she would pray for the manifestation of the power. And the power would manifest 20 miles radius, 50 miles radius, the power of God that would knock men to their feet. And it would give them visions of heaven. This book is filled. My point is you can pray for the dunamis power of God. And that's what we're doing at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks on Wednesdays. We're praying. The Lord told us to pray for an awakening. Now He's guiding us to pray for the power to be manifest, the dunamis power of God that will wake people up. And He drew my attention to it when He said, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power.
Yes, that's right.
We
that's
must right. learn to tap the power and not simply lap it, because
that's
the
right.
men and women around us are blind. The devil has blinded their eyes. They have to see a manifestation of the
yes,
power
that's
of God.
Right. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. Glory to God. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.
You've heard the word of the Lord and you're ready to receive. Billy and I are going to pray for you. Billy is going to pray the prayer of faith and I'm going to pray and agree with her. And you take it and you receive it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Go ahead, Billy.
Heavenly Father,
thank you, Father,
we come to you like our sister, Sister Woodworth Etter, like our brother, John G. Lake. The angel said to him, this in the book of Acts, and you said, Jesus, you said, dunamis power
yes,
of God
Lord.
Will come upon you when you receive
thank
the
you,
Holy
Jesus.
Ghost, Acts 1:8. You said in Ephesians 1:17 that we are to pray for the revelation of the greatness of your dunamis toward us who believe. We're
thank
asking you for
Lord.
It now. We dare to ask you for it. We ask you to give us the revelation of that dunamis power. We ask you to give us the manifestation
yes,
of it. This
oh, yes.
angel said, strive for this, contend for this, teach the people to pray for this. For this and this alone will meet the necessity of the human heart, and this alone will have the power to overcome the forces of darkness. We've reached this hour, and we do believe that things have shifted and things have changed.
Thank you, Lord.
And that there will be a great move of God on the earth. a great manifestation of the power of God through the sons of God. We're asking you for it all over this earth right now. There are people asking you who have joined with us, and they're all asking you. I know they're there in Australia. I know they're there in Europe. Yes. I know they're there in the Ukraine.
Yes.
And they're asking you for the manifestation of this power
we
in Jesus' name.
Together, we
hallelujah. Bless
Jesus
God.
In Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Today, you receive that. You take it now. You take it. And you be healed in Jesus' name. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Today is offering day. I'm going to pray. Billy and I are going to pray over your finances and over your offering. You just, if you don't have time to get it ready, you just make up what your mind, listen to the Lord about what you're going to do. And we're going to believe God. You've been redeemed from the curse of sickness, and you've been redeemed from the curse of poverty. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every family listening all over the world. We ask you, Lord, for an increase for that family. We believe for increase. We believe for abundance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be blessed and increase in your finances. Receive the favor of God manifested in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Money, we talk to you and we tell you to come to the people of God all over the world right now that hear and are listening. Come, ministering spirits, go and cause increase to come, better jobs, blessing,
healing, the power,
healing,
to make wealth,
the power. You've given your people the power, Lord, to get wealth. And we receive it in Jesus' name.
And into the work of the kingdom.
Yes, and you begin to grow and you begin to sow and you'll continue to increase. Now you say, I take it.
I take it.
I'm taking blessing. I'm taking increase. I'm sowing. You say, I don't have any money. You got something. Sow something. Find somebody that has a need that you can feed and help them in the name of Jesus. You have to come to a place where you know the blessing's mine. The blessing includes my finances. The blessing includes where I live, what I do, what I drive. The blessing includes everything, the peace of God. Billy, and I'll see you again soon. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I love the parents, and I love the men and women that still fight for this country, because if you travel any at all, you know, our country's in a mess. It's got its problems, but it's still the greatest nation in this place, in this whole world.